Part 7, Chapter 2. 48 hours after their arrival at the defense base, Johnny was very glad he had Robert the Fox along. He had to handle a threatened war. Two of the young men, amid all the flurry of settling in, had yet found time to discover the remains of a weapons cargo. A truck, in the last days of man's civilization, had apparently run into a road cutbank, and a cave-in had covered it. There it had remained for more than 1,000 years until Scott Hands uncovered it. Johnny had just come into the base with a group driving wild cattle before them. He had been very busy settling the group in. He had lots of help. No one required much in the way of orders. They had swept out and apportioned off an old dormitory. They had dug latrines. The parson had made the chapel useful. And the old women had found a place that could be protected from deer and cattle, and being near the water was ideal for a vegetable garden. Johnny had used a drilling machine to plow it up, and the women assured him that now nobody would get scurvy. They had brought seeds, and radishes and lettuce and spring onions would be up in no time in this sunlight and deep soil. The schoolmaster had appropriated the ancient academic building and had a schoolroom set up. The Scots had proven remarkably ingenious with machinery. They seemed to know what some of these pipes and wires were all about, having heard of them and read of them in their books. Thus, Johnny was not too startled to find a youth, Angus McTavish, holding out an ancient piece of metal to him and requesting permission to
make this and the rest of the lot serviceable.
Johnny had not thought that among all this bustle, anyone would have time to dig up an old wrecked man truck and its contents.
What is this thing?
The youth showed him some stamped letters. The object was covered with what must have been a very thick grease that, down the ages, had become rock hard, but had preserved the object. The letters, which the youth had cleaned off, said, Thompson Submachine Gun. It had a company name and serial number.
There's case on case of them,
said Angus.
A whole truckload, and airtight boxes of ammunition. When the grease comes off these, they might be fired. The truck must have run off the road and gotten buried in the cave-in. May I clean it up and test it, McTyler?
Johnny absently nodded and went on with the cattle. He was thinking about getting over to the base and getting a horse. There were plenty of wild horses, but they needed to be broken, and driving in cattle for food on foot was not the safest occupation he knew of. He was also speculating about using one of these small cyclo trucks to do the job. Food shortage had been a problem for the Scots, and there was no reason they could not be very well fed. It would make them even tougher and more able to stand the work ahead.